Shreveport, K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I come before you today with a heart overflowing with gratitude and thankfulness. Thank you for the gift of life and for the breath in our lungs. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind, God, giving us another day to experience your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, our hearts are filled with thankfulness for the blessings so often that we may take them for granted. But God, we ask that you will forgive us, oh God. Father God, we thank you for our family, for our friends, for the joy, for the support, for the companionship they bring to our lives. Father God, we thank you for the roof over our head, for safety, and for the peace of having a place to rest. Father God, we thank you for food on the table, for our jobs, and for meetings, all our needs according to your riches and glory. Father God, we thank you for strengthening our body and the awareness in my mind to dream and create. Father God, we thank you for so much more, God. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, there still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you would just have thine own way, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would forgive us for the times that we have focused on what we lack rather than what we have. Father God, help us to see your hand at work, both in our successes and in the challenges that have taught us to grow and trust in you. Father God, we lay our lives before you, trusting in your unfailing love. And we choose to walk with a grateful heart, not just when things are perfect, but always. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Hebrews, the first chapter and the 14th verse? That's Hebrews, the first chapter and the 14th verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. Hebrews 1 and 14. And it says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is ministering spirits. Ministering spirits. Hebrews 1 and 14 defines angels as ministering spirits sent by God to serve, to protect, and to assist believers, the heirs of salvation. And it also highlights that unlike Jesus, who is the Son and the ruler, angels are divine agents, and they task with caring for God's people on earth. They offer encouragement, they offer protection, and they offer spiritual aid to the believers. Number one, they offer protection. Similar to how an angel protected Daniel in the lion's den, or surrounded, and they was protecting him, just like Elisha in 2 Kings in the 6th chapter. You see, this verse indicates angels are assigned to guard believers. Each one of us has an angel who minister to us, who protects us, who makes sure that no harm come to us. And the next thing, besides protection, they also encourages us. Angels may provide comfort in times of trouble. And as seen when an archangel encouraged Paul. An angel encouraged Paul during a storm in Acts 27. And they also have spiritual aid. Angels assist believers in spiritual matters and may be involved in delivering messages, provide guidance, and protect against spiritual threats. And it's time to allow the ministering angels to minister to you. It's okay. We go through stuff. And only know God knows what we go through. So God will allow an angel to come and minister to us. Things that only they can do. They are our spiritual aid. They guide us. They protect us against spiritual threats. They deliver messages to us. That's why we have to keep an open ear. Also, the fourth thing is heirs of salvation. They only minister to the believers, to the Christians, God's children. And this also refers to those saved by grace who will receive the inheritance of eternal life. Everyone does not have ministering angels sent by God. Only the believer does. So we all face times when life is so overwhelming that we feel we're at the breaking point, that there's no way out of the situation. We may be dealing with an illness, a relationship that's falling apart, or a setback to our business. We've done the right thing. We worked hard, but the situation gets worse and worse. And we don't think we can take anymore. Oh, my God. It's not that we don't have faith. It's a battle fatigue. Mm-hmm. You see, God sees what you're going through. And he knows when it's too much. For the scripture says, God is a very present help in times of trouble. He's right there. He will send angels to strengthen you, to encourage you, to help lighten the load. They are messengers that God uses to carry out his will, to fight our battles, to push back forces of darkness, and to refresh and re-energize us. So I want you to be encouraged that God has already dispatched angels with healing in their wings. Oh, my God. Oh, Yodosha. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, God has dispatched angels with healing in their wings. All you need to do is be receptive. Some of you don't want to receive your ministering angels because you are afraid of what they may tell you. But rest assured, when God sent them, God has already gave them a word to give to you. Come on here, somebody. They have healing in their wings with strength. You've been going on your strength for far too long. It's time now to allow the strength of the Father to overshadow you, to overtake you. Allow him to do what only he can do. They have healing in their wings with favor. With God's favor. Favor to overcome every obstacle. Favor to open doors where man has closed them. Favor. Favor among those who say that you will never be anything. You will never amount to anything. They have healing in their wings with a fresh vision, because you've been trying to work on the same vision for years and years. But God is reviving it. God is restoring in this season. He's giving you a fresh vision. He's giving you a new determination. He's giving you a new outlook and a new walk with Him. And they have healing in their wings with victory. You shall come out victorious. You are a victor. You are not a victim. You're going to feel a supernatural power lifting load that will be released off you. Allow the ministered angels to do what God has commissioned them to do. It's time for you to take your hands off of it. It's time for you to allow God to do what only He can do. Because every time you end it, you're going to mess it up. So, you're going to have a new attitude. Giving you a second wind in this season. God is blowing a fresh second wind upon you so you can step up and fulfill your purpose. So you can have the strength to walk into your destiny. Allow the ministering angels to come and to give you exactly what God has commissioned them to give you. It's okay. They are sent by God to serve, to protect, and to assist you. They're only doing what God has called them to do. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you know all things that we're carrying. And you make provisions of special strength for us each and every day. Lord, we thank you that you even send angels in various forms to minister to our needs. God, we don't want to miss our ministering angel because of what we see on the outer. But God, let us be tuned in into the spirit realm. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father God, we believe that we have the power to endure whatever we face. And God, we thank you, God. We glorify you, God. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Don't forget to utilize my website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. Also, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And always know, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. Allow your ministering angels to speak to you. God bless you.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 226-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira